Father, we give you thanks for Jesus, your Son. Lord, that you would say of him, Lord, this is my well-beloved Son, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Oh, Jesus, thank you. We come this morning and ask you to help us as we look into your word. Oh, Lord, give us understanding and help us to see what a wonderful Saviour you are. Lord, and experience your loving presence as we share this time together. Grant us your mercies, Lord, we ask. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless you for all your goodness to us. Amen.
Amen.
Right, here's a question for you. What's in the name? Right, what's in the name? There's often a meaning attached to names. They have some interesting names nowadays, don't they, as well? But I've got some options there. Is your name because there's an ancestor in the family that's got your name? You know, that you've been named after granny or granddad or something like that. I was named after my grandfather in reverse order. He was called Charles Dennis Jordan. I'm Dennis Charles Jordan. So I'm a Charlie, yes. Probably Charlie. Yeah. But that's how it works sometimes, isn't it? Yes? Just one interesting one for our daughter, Rebecca. We called her Faye because her grandmother was called Euphemia. And we weren't going to land her with Euphemia, so we thought we'd change it a little bit and turn it into Faye. You got the idea. People get names because of family members. That's one way. There's another. This more so nowadays. If there's a celebrity or something in the news, people get named after that, don't they?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? William and Charlotte and those sort of names are fairly popular now. And that's because people like, you know, they're setting a trend and they get along with that. Okay. Or it may be you've got a name because of some special time or event. Let me tell you the names and see if you can guess why they're called this. And my two nieces, I have several nieces, but these two in particular. One's called Dawn, and the other's called Christy. One was born at dawn, and the other was born at near Christmas. Yes, simple, isn't it, really? Yeah. So it can be after events and things like that as well. So those are the things that...
Film stars.
Film stars, yes, that's another one, isn't it, yes. Right, okay. I remember someone wanted, this is a long time ago, there used to be a comedian or a singer or something, before my time, I'll have to ask Gene really, called Nosmo King. Have you heard of Nosmo King? Right. Well, someone wanted to call their kids Nosmo, but he'd taken the name from No Smoking. See? Nosmo. There you are. Anyway, don't call your kids Nosmo, whatever you do. Right, next one, please. Right, so what's in the name? We're coming to the Bible. I've got my coat off here. The Bible talks about various names, and the names in the Bible often are either descriptive of the character who has the name, or something about their future as well. So let's have a look at Abraham, for example. Abraham means big daddy, right? Abba, father, yes, Ram, big. Abraham, big daddy, right? But then God met with Abraham, and he changed his name to Abraham, right? Ab, dad, Ra, big, Ab, people. Father of many peoples, that's what it means, yeah? So Abraham became father of many peoples. That was before he'd had any kids. Big promise, yes, which God has kept, of course, right? So, and then we have Jacob, became known as Israel, right? Interesting story, this is really fascinating. It's in Genesis 32, thereabouts, yeah? Jacob had done the dirty on his brother, yeah? He'd run away many years, finished up marrying two women, he got conned, serious big time, and he got four wives, effectively, in the end, and loads of kids, and he's coming back, and he hears that the brother that he cheated on is coming to meet him with a whole load of men, armed, a bit worried, and he thinks his brother's going to get even, but actually Esau wasn't, he was just coming to greet him, that was all, but he didn't know that, and what he did was he sent all his family and his kids off in groups, yeah, and he stayed behind. And he started praying, as he'd never prayed before, I guess. And it says, an angel, the angel of the Lord, came to wrestle with him. Yeah? And Jacob's wrestling with this angel, and it's going on all night. And you can read the rest of the story. But the angel at one point says to him, what's your name? Well, the angel knew his name, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your name? And what does Jacob say? My name is Jacob. Right? And he says, you're not going to be called Jacob anymore. You're going to be called Israel. Now, the meanings of the names are important. What's your name? I'm Jacob. What Jacob means is twister. Right? Crooked. I'm a sinner, is what he's admitting. At last, he's owning up to what his name really is. He's a sinner. I'm a sinner, right? And God says to him, I've dealt with it. You're not going to be called a sinner anymore. You're going to be called Israel, Prince with God. Yeah, that's what the name means. Right, so, see, big change. Right, and then we've got Moses. Moses was given an Egyptian name by the princess that fished him out of the water. Do you know what Moses means? Moshe. Yeah, fished out, basically taken out. Yes, he was taken out. Right, so that was his name. He lived with that for the rest of his life. Right, okay, so next then, please. That's the Bible characters, right? Some more Bible characters, if you're interested in their names. Very interesting. Jabez, have you heard of Jabez?
Yeah.
Interesting man is Jabez. I'll just read that bit to you. He's in 1 Chronicles 4. Let's 1 Chronicles 4, when I find it, that is. Here we go. The whole list of names. You love reading the names bits, don't you?
No.
No. Oh, no. Some do.
I can't say the names.
You can't say the names. Ah, that's always a good test, isn't it? Right. It's chapter 4, verse 9. Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Good, eh? What does Jabez mean?
Painful.
Means pain. His mother called him pain. I bet your mother's called you pain sometimes as well, haven't they?
They pay us sometimes.
Yes, right. But he's called pain, right? And he prays to God. He says, Lord, bless me and free me from what my name is about. And God blessed him, right? Yeah. Well, there you are, poor old Jabez. How about the next one? Can you pronounce that? Maher-shalal Hashbaz. Fancy calling your kid that. I wonder what they said when it was tea time. Come in! Maher-shalal Hashbaz. Oh, can I tell you a joke? It just reminded me.
You will.
It's the boating lake. It's on the boating lake, yeah. Right? And the chap calls out, come in 91, your time is up. And the manager says, we don't have 91 boats. He said, number 16, are you in trouble? Anyway, what do you call him? Maher-shalal Hashbaz. What's the meaning of Maher-shalal Hashbaz? You don't know, do you?
No.
Well, you have to look it up, right? It means, that's the picture for it, it means hastening to the spoil, leaping towards the prey. He's talking about the nation that's going to come and take over and grab them, yes? Maher-shalal Hashbaz is what it's about, yes? Right, and then we've got one more. And these are two of Isaiah's sons. Mrs. Isaiah, we don't know her name, she got the job of calling them these names. Shia Yashuv, or Jashuv as we pronounce it. Shia Jashuv, that's his name. Another boy. Right, got a little picture for you. The Shia Jashuv, a remnant will return. It was a promise. God says, the Maher-shalal Hashbaz gang are going to come and sort you lot out. But, when God sorted you out, a remnant will return. There's a future. There's a hope. Great. Good news, yeah? So that was his name. Right, next then, please. Right. So, we've got some angels. Just a few more names for you at the moment, yeah? Some angels. We've got angels in order of appearance in the Bible. Number one, Satan. What does Satan mean? It means accuser or adversary. That's what he is, what he does, right? So that's what he's called. Did you know Satan was an angel?
Yeah.
Fallen angel, we call it now, right? Yes. But he was one of the top-ranking angels. Thought he'd get too big for his boots, I guess. And so he fell into sin. So that's it. And he wants to mess it up for you. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Satan is not on your side. Right, okay, that's that one, right? Get rid of him. Next one, please. Right, we've got another name. Michael. Mikael, who is like God, is what the name means, yes? Who is like God? And what is Michael?
Archangel.
He's an archangel. What's an archangel? Have you met one, Michael?
Top dog.
Top dog, you grow well, yeah. All right, yes. Yes, Ark means ruler. Yes, he's a ruling angel. He's one of the top ranks of angels. And Michael has a particular job in caring for one particular nation.
Israel.
Israel. Yes, you can read about that in Daniel if you wish, yeah. Right, so that's Michael. Next up, please. Now then, I'm worried about meeting the angel Gabriel one day. He's going to bring this back on me, I'm sure. Right? The angel, I've got Postman Pat as the angel Gabriel. Right? Because he was. Eh? The angel Gabriel means, or Gabriel means God is mighty. Mighty God, yes? Right? Or a warrior. Yeah? God is mighty. And he's the one who delivers good news, great news. He gave good news to Daniel. He says, I've come with some news for you, Daniel. They're going home at last. Yes? And this is what's going to happen in the future. So Daniel is giving all this amazing news. Some of it quite boggling to his brain. Well, that was then. That was in 539 BC. Well, you know that angels live forever, don't they?
Yes.
So, 500 years later, he turns up again in the New Testament times. So we'll see that now, can't we? Right. Gabriel speaks to Zechariah. Now, the names again are really interesting. Right? They tell a story. Right? But we'll see in a moment. It's from Luke chapter 1, verse 13. But the angel said to him, because he told him he was going to have a boy, yeah? The angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. Now, there's the names. Zechariah, Elizabeth, and John. And isn't it interesting how God can build into things what he knows is going to happen long before anybody did know? Zechariah means God remembers. And he'd been praying for years. Oh, we want a boy. We want a family, yeah? Praying for years and years, nothing. Right? And then the angel turns up and says, Zechariah, God's heard your prayer. Yeah? God remembers. His name is God remembers. Yeah? And then he says, your wife Elizabeth. And what does Elizabeth mean? God's promise or oath. Yes. And it means God's promise. So God remembers his promise. Yeah, Elizabeth's going to have a boy. And the boy you're going to call him John. And what does John mean? Favour. God's favour. So God remembers his promises and he gives you favour. Can't be bad, is it? And that's just in one family. Yes, wonderful. So, and of course, the funny thing, well, it's not funny really, but it wasn't funny for him, but just to me, Zechariah says, how can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and the missus is getting on as well. Fair enough, isn't it? Yeah. But he's been praying to God. He's been asking God to do it, and then when God says, I'm going to do it, he doesn't believe it. Right? So, he says, how do I know it's going to happen? And Gabriel says, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And I've been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. And then, rough translation, and now you stupid little man, right? You're not going to be able to say any more for 9 months. That'll give you a chance to think about it. Right? So he was stumped for the next 9 months. Yeah. I'm sure Gabriel was more polite than I am, but yeah, I mean, say, how can I know? I'm Gabriel. I've been sent to tell you. Right? Okay. So that's good old angel Gabriel. Next up, please. Right, and then we have Gabriel speaks to Mary. Yes, we'll come to her in a moment. Yes, in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth. I told you he's the bearer of good news. Yeah. He sent to a town in Galilee to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Well, that's the New Testament version of Miriam. That's what she was called. She was called Miriam. And what does Miriam mean? No, it doesn't mean Mary. It means rebellion. That's a bit funny, isn't it? Or bitter. Could mean come from bitter as well, or rebellion. Well, what you need to understand this word, and it's a good understanding, yeah, is that the name Miriam was the name of the sister of Moses.
Yeah.
Yes? And the sister of Moses, you want to read about her, my wife Jean looked her up on the internet by a lady called Hannah Goldstein, right? And it was on about Miriam, the name Miriam, right? Well, she was some feisty girl, this Miriam, right? She was the one that helped the ladies in Israel when they came to worship on the other side of the Red Sea after the victory with the tambourines and everything else. But she was the one that kept the ladies going, and probably the guys going as well, during the time of their bitterness. During the time of their worst time was when Pharaoh turns up and says, we've got to kill all the boys. That was the worst time, the bitter time, which is where Miriam comes from as well. Right? And what did she do when Pharaoh gives that decree? She rebelled! Right? We're not putting up with this! Right? And so she, in the course of time, obviously, helped the ladies and the men to rebel against Pharaoh. So Miriam's got a good ancestry, and Mary is there to take up the name. She's rebelling against the customs of the time. Just think about it. Mary must have been some girl, young woman. What she said, let the Lord do what the Lord wants to do. Yeah, I wonder, I suspect she knew what she was taking on. And that was a big thing. Think of all the ostracism. Yeah? Everybody knows Joseph isn't the father.
He's got stoned, yeah. Wouldn't she?
She would have got stoned, yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows Joseph isn't the father. That's why Jesus gets the nickname Son of Mary. It's not a pleasant name, it's meant to be a ridicule. Yeah? We know he's not Joseph's boy. Right? Must have been someone around the corner. Yeah? So, Mary was taking all of that potential shame and everything else on because she wanted to fulfil God's plan. She's some character, is what I'm getting at. Just like dear old Miriam. So, good name. Good
name. They know that weren't Joseph's baby.
I have no idea, but news gets around, doesn't it? Yeah. Right. I mean, Joseph was out of town or something, and she turns up pregnant. When she went to, I know what it was. Yes, simply this, yeah. I'll tell you how they knew, right? It says that Elizabeth was having a baby. 6 months, after 6 months, what does Mary do? The angel Gabriel appears to Mary in Elizabeth's 6 month and says, you're going to have a baby. Mary says, okay, and what does she do then? She goes and visits her relative, Elizabeth, stays there 3 months, and when she comes back 3 months later... Oh. Yeah? Fancy, that takes some doing on Mary's part. She is one woman, is our Mary. She says she's blessed amongst women. Girls, you've got role models here. Yes, good. Right, so there, Gabriel speaks to Mary. Next one, please. Right. The angel of the Lord speaks to Joseph. Now, it was in a vision this time for Joseph. Do you know why? When Joseph was asleep, the angel spoke to him. I think I know why. He says, Joseph was so worried. He says he was thinking to divorce her quietly. He didn't want a stone. He wanted to divorce her quietly. And his head's going round and round and round. I think the only time that God could get a word in was when he was asleep. Just like me. You like that sometimes. Right, okay, so in Matthew 1:20-21, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Joseph's a good guy too. I mean, he's taking on a big thing, isn't he? Yeah. And so the angel tells him in the dream, he's calling Joseph son of David. Joseph is the, I mean, if you look into his family history, Joseph is the descendant of King David. So whoever he marries carries with him the royal prerogative. When he marries somebody, they're in the royal family. So Jesus is part of the royal line through Joseph as well. Yeah. Okay, so take home Mary as your wife, because the child that she's got is God's child. Yeah. Right, and you're to give him the name Jesus. Next head, please. You are to give him the name Jesus. I've put a whole list of... The size of the name depends on how common the name is. Right, so you've got John, Michael and David are fairly common names. Of course, we've got other names in our land now, haven't we? Mohammed's pretty common as well. Yeah, of course. But all these other names, that's the common names. So, in Jesus' day, Jesus was a very popular name. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There are lots of little Jesuses around.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's a very popular name because it came from, as we'll see in a moment, from one of the heroes of Israel, Joshua. Yeah. Anyway, so we have two Jesuses in the New Testament, apart from Jesus himself. There is in Matthew 27. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. Jesus, son of Abbas. That's what it means, yeah? Okay, so that's what he was called. Right, and then there's another guy in Colossians. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. He was called Jesus, but he changed his name to Justice, so there wasn't any confusion, I guess. Yeah. So he's a believer, he's Jesus who's called Justice. Yeah. Right, so that's it's a common name. That's what I'm getting at. Next
Spain,
please.
It is, Dennis, as well.
Sorry?
It's still
common.
In Spain, yes.
Is it?
Jesus.
Jesus, all right, in Spain. Right, okay, so yeah, nice name. Yeah. Anyway, here we are. Jesus is the Greek name. That's how you pronounce Jesus' name in Greek, Jesus. In the Hebrew, it's pronounced Yeshua. See, Greek doesn't have a Y, so that's for a J. Yeah? So it's Yeshua in Hebrew. And it comes from Joshua, right? And Moses gave Hoshea, son of Nun, the name Joshua. How do you know that Hoshea didn't have any parents? He was the son of Nun.
Oh,
right. Well, never mind. He'll wake up in the night and think it's funny. Right, yeah. Anyway, Hoshea means deliverer, right? That's what Hoshea means. Salvation is to do with that, to deliver, yeah. But Hoshea is changed. Moses gave it to Yoshea, right? Joshua, which means, when there's a J on it, or in a Yah at the end, it means Jehovah, Yahweh, yeah? So it's God delivers, the Lord delivers. So that's the name that Jesus has. Call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Can we have the next one, please? Yeah? Right, yes. That's what the angel says. Give him the name Jesus, the Lord delivers, because he will save his people from their sins. Wonderful, eh? Right. So, if you want to be saved from your sins, you need to be one of his people. Simple, eh? Right? That's important. Right. And, of course, you don't need to fully understand how Jesus saves in order to be saved, do you? Right? You don't need to understand the physics of a lifeline to take hold of it. Yeah? And the same with the Lord. You don't need to understand everything, but it helps, you know, if you know how Jesus saves you, and the way he's done it. So I've got an ABC for you about understanding how Jesus saves us. You got this, right? Simples. ABC. Ask him into your heart. That's how it begins, right? Of course, there is the bit about what I said about Jacob. What did Jacob do when the angel says to him, "What's your name?" Yeah. He said, "I'm called Jacob, Twister. Sinner," right? We need to recognize, you know, people won't come to Jesus unless they know they need him.
That's
right. So, when you've got a sense of conviction of sin, ask him to come into your heart. Right? How can God come into your life and to mine? I don't know how, but he can do it. Right? Then, B, believe he died and rose again to be your saviour. Right? He died and rose again. Those are facts about Jesus that are true. Absolutely true. But why did he do it? He did it in order to become your saviour. Let me just say this very clearly. We can say Jesus is the saviour of the world. Yeah? And you'd still not be saved. Right? You need to be able to say, like David says in Psalm 23, "The Lord is
my
shepherd." Personal. Right? So, you need to believe that he died and rose again to be your saviour. He did. But you better trust him for it, yes? And then, C, commit your life to following him. It's not a matter of theory, dear friends. It's a matter of your responding, your actions, yes? I believe it, and therefore, I do this, and I don't do that, and my life is changing. Yeah? And that's what it's about. A, B, C's. Ask him into your heart. Believe he died and rose again to be your saviour. Commit your life to following him. And then, what is that? Will be fulfilled in you. It's what he says there. Call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Just one more little thought, and then I've finished. And he says, he will, it's okay, he will save his people from their sins. Yeah? There's no ifs or buts about it. Yeah? You put your trust in Jesus, you ask him to save you, he will do it. There's no ifs or buts, no conditions, no, if I and if all that sort of stuff. Jesus has promised, and he means to keep it.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. So, what's in the name? A lot is in the name. Yeah? Especially in the name of Jesus. Now let's just pray. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and love for us. We just bless you, Lord, that you have that name that is above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Lord, you carry all that authority and all that power. And yet for us, Lord, as well as that, knowing that, Lord, one of the sweetest things about your name is one of the most blessed things is to know that it means the Lord delivers. You're willing and able to save us. Thank you, Lord. You paid a great price to make that possible. As we're coming in a few moments to share together, to remember your death for us, Lord. This was no easy salvation, but at such a great cost. And yet, Lord, it's free to us, Lord. We could not earn it. We could not work for it. But, Lord, you give salvation freely, that we may love you and respond to you and be with you all our days. Thank you, Lord. We've got a new name, Lord, now. As your word says in Revelation, I'll give them a stone with a name written on it that nobody knows but themselves. Lord, our experience of life and eternal life in you, Lord, so blessed. I want to say thank you for what you've done for us. And we just give you praise. Jesus, name above all names. Thank you, Lord.